Did you see what Carey said about, you know, not liking to showcase the playbook to another team and why he doesn't like these joint practices? I'm just wondering.
I didn't even look at that stuff.
Do you put any stock? I mean, the idea that you're going to show a team a little bit about you for a couple of days, is that dangerous at all in your mind? Or?
Well, like I was saying, they get to know more about our defense before we even go and play them in the game. And mm-hmm. that's just, you know, that's something that they get to see. We get to see their offense. I mean, they're only going to be able to do so much. We're only going to be able to do so much. So, well, both teams will have an idea what the other team has,
right,
offensively, defensively, and on special teams as well.
What do you remember about going up against Brady during practices last year?
He puts the ball where it has to be. You know, we got to be ready on top of our game. And it's going to be competitive, but we're ready for it. We've been, and our whole secondary is ready for it right now, so we can't wait.
Bradley, I was hoping to get back to the cornerback rules for a second.
Yeah, if
a cornerback's coming into the league now, say there's a college guy your size, how do you succeed in this league? What do you do? You know, it seems so many of the rules are to promote the passing game.
It's different in college. You get away with a lot more in college, a lot more things you can do downfield as far as, you know, how you're running with the guy, this, that, and the third. But, you know, up in the NFL, it's a lot different. You know, you have to do all your work within 5 yards, and then that's it. So that's definitely something for a guy leaving college. He has to adjust his game when he comes to the NFL.
So what's more important, what happens in those first 5 yards, what happens in the next 10?
I would say for a young corner coming to the NFL, when you're pressing, do a lot of your work in the first 5 yards, and then from there it's all about your eyes and your feet.
Is that your emphasis right now?
Yeah, eyes, you know, where your eyes are. Yeah, maximize first 5 yards where your eyes go, and then making your feet go with it.
And so when you're going up against these big receivers, you saw Alshon Jeffery, Brandon Marshall last week. You'll see you have Fitzgerald during the season, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
How do you play against guys like that? I mean, do you really, at the line, you need to get on them?
So, yeah, you can get on them up on the line. You just have to be right with your technique, because bigger guys like to use their size as well. So if you're going to get up there, you got to be ready to, you know, be physical with those guys. And, you know, different size people, bigger guys, you know, they're not as fast in and out of breaks as, you know, smaller receivers would be. So that's definitely something that you can adjust on how you're going to play a receiver. You know, how fast you need to be able to come out your break, maybe how fast your back pedal is. There's a lot of different things you can get off of film as well. So that's just something that we'll get to that as time goes on. But right now we're just ready for the Patriots.
And so you're confident you can still be as effective as you've been in the past?
Definitely. Always confident.
As Coach Davis keeps working on those different combinations in the secondary, do you feel a difference whether it's Nate or Earl at safety?
Whoever's at safety, we're ready to go. We're all on the same page. We all know the play calls. We all know the system. So I just feel as though, you know, whoever's there, we're all going to gel well and do things right and make some plays. Make more plays than we did last week.
What do you see from Nate? Because, you know, he's never gotten a chance to play on the same defense 2 years in a row. Having a chance to do that this year, do you see a difference in him?
I mean, he made a lot of good plays this past game, preseason game with the Chicago Bears, and he's been making a lot of plays in practice. I just think he's doing a lot of things good, and he's going to keep doing those things.